Storm Lake Tornado football, it's week 7. It's a huge district game. Boyden Hall, Rock Valley at home. Another gorgeous Friday night. Rudy Week and myself get together on Thursday to pre-record our pregame visit. And Coach Week, we got to always, like we do every week, go back to the previous Friday. 49-20 loss at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And, you know, maybe I'm sure there's things you'd like to do over with every game, but seemed to me like the last 10 minutes of that second quarter, boy, would we love to have a do-over there.
Yeah, it was actually a 7-point game with about 7 minutes left in the second quarter, and then, you know, to Sergeant Bluff's credit, they scored 3 touchdowns unanswered in those last 7 minutes. A lot of it was our own doing, but, you know, there's a reason that they're leading the district and rated in the top 10. They're a good football team.
You know, I've been saying to a lot of people I visit with from week to week how each week it's a test for this Storm Lake football team. You know, in game 1 for first-year coach Rudy Week, what will we be like with the new offense? In week 2, it was Cherokee. Week 3, well, here's a new test. It's the district schedule. We passed Lamar's. We passed Denison. Now we get to the teeth of the schedule. And, Coach, in front of you is another test here on this Friday night. How are your guys, as you're 2/3 of the regular season behind you, you know, continuing to grow in this tornado system?
Yeah, they're progressing nicely. You know, when we had, I think we had like 29 rushing yards in that first game, and ever since then, I don't know that we've been lower than 200, or at least 150. So, you know, they've been getting better each and every week, and it's great to see. And I think that we'll continue to grow as the year goes on.
How much did you and your staff have to say to the kids about Friday night when you come back after that game?
Yeah, you know, they kind of understand. On Friday night, I thought that we played well. You know, we got into the second half, and we didn't quit, which was great to see. That's something that we've really been stressing, is that we play a full 4 quarters. But, you know, we know what Sergeant Bluff is. They are a senior-heavy team that has a lot of very, very athletic and large football players, and sometimes you get a little bit outmanned, and they understand that, but we played with class and pride, and it was great to see.
And the Tornado football team will now have a home game, and we're going to talk more about tonight's contest on Friday night with Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Do that with Rudy Week after this on 92.9 and stormlakeradio.com. Storm Lake football, Friday night at home, Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, a team, well, you know how hungry your squad is, Rudy Week, and you know on the other sideline they're going to be just as hungry. They're trailing us in the district standings here heading into Friday's game.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that is kind of just when you happen to play Sergeant Bluff and when you happen to play Helan, and those squads at the top. But Boyden Hall's been right there with them, and you know, we think that we can compete with those teams as well, and we're excited for Boyden Hall. I think it'll be a great test to see really what kind of team we've become.
You know, you can always compare scores, or maybe as a coach you just throw that out the window, but we lose to Sergeant Bluff Luton by 29 points, and we just talked about some of the things that went wrong there, but Boyden Hall Rock Valley also played at Sergeant Bluff, and they lost 34-14. Did you happen to have the film on that game?
Yeah, we had the film on that game, and, you know, Sergeant Bluff, they beat teams as badly as they want to, it seems to me. You know, it was 29 again, or I don't know the exact points, but they probably could have scored more on us. I think that the same could have been said with Boyden Hall.
Okay.
Their coaches are a pretty classy group, and they're not going to run it up on anybody. But, you know, they've controlled every game that I've seen, including against Helan.
You know, you were telling me beforehand, before we got the tape rolling here, that Boyden Hall Rock Valley has a capable running back, and they will run most of the time, if not all the time, out of the shotgun and look to pass the football.
Yeah, they pass it a lot. That being said, I think that their best football player is their running back. He's big and fast and can break a lot of tackles. I think he's 3rd in the district in rushing. And he's a good football player, and he's somebody that we have to watch, because when they run it, he gets a full head of steam, and it's tough to stop.
What's your game plan defensively?
You know, we're going to try to switch up the coverages a little bit. We're going to make sure that if Boyden Hall wants to score, they're going to have to do it over the course of a full drive. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to try to avoid giving them the quick, easy ones, because that's kind of how their offense is built. They're not going to ground and pound you all the way for 80 yards. They're going to go for the quick strike. So we have to stop that first and foremost.
Talk about your ground and pound and the guys up front. Let's give the offensive line a little shout out for this rushing attack that has certainly established itself this year on the Tornado sideline.
Oh, the offensive line has been great this year. It was something that we thought would be a strength coming into the year, and it's proven to be that. You know, we're anchored by there's three seniors on the offensive line: Bryce Hartnett, Jesse Wolver, and Nate Carlson, and they've done just a fantastic job this year. Not sure if Bryce is going to be able to go on Friday, but if he doesn't, we feel like Andy Garcia, a junior, is very capable in his replacement. And then a couple sophomores with Mickey Vasquez and George Sandoval, they've had great seasons as well.
Coach, well, if you had to narrow it down to one or two things, what's it going to be for us to come out on a win Friday night with one?
You know, I really think it's going to be if we can stop their big play. I think we're going to be able to score. You know, our offense has shown that it's a pretty stout unit. If we can stop them from getting those long touchdowns, then I think that we'll be okay.
Coach Week, thank you very much for the time, and to you and your assistants, best of luck Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Coach Week in the pregame. We'll have more as Storm Lake hosts Boyden Hall Rock Valley right here on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.